Page 105. Exercise 11. Reading. The Story of a Third Culture Kid.
Tommy was born in Colombo, the largest city in the island country of Sri Lanka. The streets of Colombo were busy, and Tommy loved the colors, sights, and smells. He played on sandy beaches with his friends. He spoke Sinhalese with his friends and family, and learned English at school. He loved visiting the neighborhood markets with his family to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. Typical Sri Lankan dishes made with coconuts and rice were some of his favorite foods. When he was 6, Tommy moved with his parents to a small town near New York City. His parents both had new jobs there. For Tommy, life in his new town was a big surprise. Everything was different. The streets were quieter and less colorful. The grocery stores sold so many different types of fruits, vegetables, cheeses, and cereals. There were so many restaurants in his new town. He tried Italian food, Chinese food, Greek food, and Mexican food. The weather was different, too. Tommy saw snow for the very first time. Looking back, Tommy remembers learning that the culture in the United States was different from the culture in Sri Lanka. Not better, not worse, just different. Tommy learned new things every day. He learned Spanish in school. He also learned ways that people in the U.S. communicate with each other. Tommy remembers everyone saying, "How are you doing?" But it wasn't a question. It was like saying, "Hi." Tommy was a third culture kid. That means he was raised in a different country than his parents. Many third culture kids believe that they are lucky. They know and understand more than one culture, and they often speak more than one language. Tommy went to college in Los Angeles and studied languages. Now, he works for a big charity that helps children around the world get a good education. Sometimes, it's hard to learn a whole new way of life, but Tommy says it's the best thing that ever happened. He calls Sri Lanka home, and the U.S. home too.